Hey, you hear what's playing, right, buddy?
I hear. Do you hear?
Can we talk? But can we talk about this shirt I got on right now?
Let's talk about it.
What you know about this shirt?
I know a lot about that shirt.
What's so special about this shirt, babe?
That is, I'm going to stop a minute before we get started here on the podcast. That is the shirt you had on the very first time I saw you.
Like the first time that I ever saw you smile. I want that feeling again. Let's be the way we were when we first began.
Oh, really?
Yes, the very first time I saw you. I won't say the very first time we met, but the very first time I saw you, you had on that shirt.
So, can we talk about first the fact that I got it on now, and it's almost 30 years later, and I'm rocking it?
Let's talk about it. Are you fitting it good?
But let's talk about that first meeting that you claim was our first time meeting, because we've been asked a lot of times to share this story, and what we found is that the story differs a little bit based on who's telling the story.
Okay.
So let's talk, and let's have you start your side of the story.
Okay, so like I said, it was had to be about 95, 96. We were in the 11th grade. And I recall skipping school to go to a basketball game at Northern High School where I first laid eyes on you. I went to the school with a friend of mine.
Let's stop. Let's rewind for a minute, because the listeners might not understand. Why were you skipping school to attend a basketball game? Like,
Well, you know, that's just what we used to do. It was
basketball typically happens in the evening.
It does, but, you know, Flint Northwestern, all the games was early because, they would fight and stuff like that. So I went to this game. Shout out to my boy, Mateen and Charlie Bell. It was Northern versus Southwestern at Northern High School.
Okay, so tell us more about that first meeting.
Well, that, like I said, typically was a first meeting. I looked over at you. You had on that shirt that you have on. You had a little T-Boz, little Bob thing going on. And what caught my eye was that I thought that you had pretty brown eyes. But come to find out that they were contacts. And I was bamboozled.
But he was bamboozled, yeah.
I still was intrigued with your brown eyes.
So you were attracted to me for my contacts.
Yeah, that's back when people used to wear contacts, though. So I can't hate, but I definitely thought those were your eyes when I very first saw you. But that you were still beautiful. Lip gloss like you are now, but with brown eyes, short haircut, that shirt. And when I saw you, I was just like, I had never seen you before. And I was just like, who is that? Mm-hmm. Shout out to my girl D-Note, Denotra. You were one of her friends, and I seen you sitting by her, and I asked about you.
Okay, so I'm going to tell my side of the story now, y'all. So I recall first seeing him at a football game, 11th grade year. Football's in the fall. Basketball's in the spring. So y'all see where we got some differences here in time frames. I recall seeing him at a football game. We were performing at Atwood Stadium. Again, I attended Flint Southwestern, the magnet school that you had to be, you know, you had to pass tests and everything to get accepted to attend. So, you know, I was on top of my game. I wasn't about skipping school and all this stuff that he had going on.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyways, at a football game where my girl, Denotra, so we got that in common. We, you know, the same person introduced us, told me that he was interested in me. And I was not interested because he was too light-skinned for me. Y'all like chocolate dudes. And he wasn't chocolate. So I wasn't interested. I was like, I ain't feeling it. And that was in the fall. Fast forward. We meet again in the spring at this meeting that he talks about being our first meeting when we saw each other again. And he claims he was interested. But again, there was some time prior to that in terms of our first, like, time seeing each other and all of that.
Yeah.
So then I think we both agree that there was another basketball game where he actually approached me and gave me his phone number. But let's not stop. Let me give y'all some details. So at this game, I'm sitting with my best friend at the time, Chauncey, who happens to be a male. He's older than me. And I also have my little brother, who's at the time maybe 6 months old. So I got a baby, and I'm with the dude. And dude still comes and tries to talk to me and gives me his number.
Shot my shot.
Yeah, he did. So again, Chauncey, my friend, was like, oh, you got to talk to him. Like, he brave. Like, he talking to you, got a baby, and you with me. So, you know, he gave his
number.
No, I'm going to say Chauncey gave me, like, the okay. Like, it was okay to talk to me?
Oh, shout out to Chauncey.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, yeah, he brave.
But anyways, that springtime thing that you're talking about where we kind of had an encounter was... Fall?
I'm saying fall because I think it was at a football game in the fall.
Yeah, but like I said, I think it was when, if you guys remember, when Atwood Stadium reopened in Flint, we were in high school. And I think, like I said, I believe...
If I can find my senior book, I'm going to find it, and I'll put the details in this video because I can prove all of this. Yo, I got dates and everything wrote down in there.
Okay, y'all, look, so contrary to what he believes, I admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong on this one, y'all. The evidence shows that he was right. We met in February, on February 22nd, 1996.
I think it was a battle of the bands at Atwood Stadium, I believe. That's hint to where I feel like the Mighty Marching Wildcats, which I was the drum major, we were mocking Southwestern,
facts,
where you attended school, because
playing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Because our school was so pumped. So that's the meeting she's talking about in between the two basketball games where I finally got to shoot my shot. So I eyed her at one basketball game. Then she got to know who I was because her friends was telling her about me, but she didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. She seen a picture. Too light skinned, mm-hmm, whatever she says. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to find out who she was. I wanted to see her again. So I found out she was in the band. Were you a color guard?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm doing my thing. You know, at Wood, I'm doing the field show. I'm the drum major, so I used to get it in. But anyways, we mocked them. And then I asked about her again.
And then want me to talk to him after he just mocked my band.
So the basketball game she's talking about is fast forward to now the playoffs when Northwestern and Carmen played each other. So she came to the game, and I was at the game, seen her again, and I'm like, oh, there she is.
I don't care if she got a baby.
Well, I didn't know if it was your baby, but I don't even think I asked you.
No, you didn't.
I didn't ask until after my mom was like, is that you sure that's not her baby? Because she was like, no, that's her little brother. But anyways, yeah, I put my number on a piece of gum.
What, do you remember what type of wrapper?
It got to be, I know it's Wrigley's. Is it Double Mint?
It was the Double Mint wrap.
The green one.
You get points, honey.
Yeah, you still have that.
I do.
Just like you have the shirt.
I'll show the picture right there.
So I put my number on the wrapper, gave it to her. And then I guess that would be the first time we met at Carmen Ainsworth Middle School. Right?
Middle school.
I mean, high school.
Yeah, but the high school.
Yeah, because the playoffs, it was at the high school.
High school.
Yeah, because I know they had a big middle school, too. It was at the high school. I mm-hmm. think that's where we met, behind the bleachers.
No, we were on the bleachers.
Were we? I know they got, like, a balcony.
No, you were behind me, and you kind of, like,
I just slipped it in
between
there.
Between me and Chauncey.
Oh, my God. So, that will be the first time we met.
Yeah.
And then we finally hung out. We went on a date.
We did.
But you brought...
I brought my friend, because I didn't know if he was crazy. Again, y'all, look, he went to Northwestern. He already told y'all he was skipping school and all that. So I was like,
oh my
girl,
God,
you got to come, because I don't know. I don't know nothing about this dude. So my girl came. She sat far back. We went to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We saw
Waiting to Exhale.
Waiting to Exhale. And we kind of hit it off.
We did. And I got me a kiss, too.
He did. Yeah, so I pop my gum, you know, when I'm chewing my gum.
And she is around the way, girl.
And, of course, he had to slide his little game in and was like, can you teach me how to blow a bubble?
Player. Player.
So that's the first, that was our first date. Dollar movie in Flint, Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah.
McDonald's afterwards.
McDonald's afterwards. The night did continue. And we went to McDonald's and sat in the car and made out some more.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. But this was your move. She hit me with some new music I didn't know nothing about.
Which was?
Dale, Soulful Morning.
And when you wake, there will be bananas, peaches, pears, and plums. And as we rise with the sun, body to body, cheek to cheek, soulful morning.
So, your girl introduced the DJ to Soulful Morning.
Yeah, this is literally when it was like, when you remember you used to buy CD singles? She had the single of Soulful Morning.
I did.
She was like, this dude from Detroit is banging. And I was like, okay. And I started playing that at the parties. It became very popular in Flint.
Cause me.
So I'm like, what is this dude talking about all these fruits?
Little known black history fact, your girl put Flint up on Soulful Morning.
Oh my God. I guess so. I was DJing all the parties, but yeah, that's how we met.
That's how we met. So back in the day, what has been the secret? And we're not going to go into deep with this one because this could be a whole show in itself. Okay. But what has been the secret for our longevity? That's like probably the number one question I get asked all the time. What did we do or what have we done to, you know, stay in love or keep our longevity? Because it's been, I mean, again, it's been almost 30 years that we've known each other now, this year.
I would like to say patience, respect, and just try to make sure that I always keep things fresh. And I always try to make sure I plan things for us, and I try to just be attentive to things I know you like to do, and I just keep pouring into the relationship. I mean, you're a busy woman, you're a career woman, and sometimes life gets in the way, like just everything we're doing with the kids, and your job is busy, but I just try to make sure I be patient and always make sure that I guess, keep you on your toes as well. Just making sure we have date night, giving you a reason to get cute and go places, and just letting you know that I see you and I know the sacrifice you put in. So that's number one. And
he does, y'all. My bae does a really good job of like making sure that we have at least like once a week we do something. Like, yeah. He makes sure that he plans or he schedules at least. And I say at least because a lot of times it's more than once a week. But at minimum, like, he makes sure that we have that one-on-one time or that we do something once a week.
So same question for you. What is something that you think that you do to try and keep the relationship fresh and keep us wanting to keep this thing going after 20 years?
20 years? Well, longer than 20 years, but almost 30 years, babe. 21 married, but it's almost 30 years.
Yeah.
So for me, I think a couple of things, three things. So first, I think in the beginning of the relationship, I, not knowing how to be in a relationship or what to expect from your mate, I don't want to say I try to change you, but I expected things of you that maybe were unfair or unrealistic. So I think as I aged and matured, I understood that the more I allowed you to be you, the better you could love me. So just letting you be, not with any expectations or any preconceived notions, but just letting you be the person that you are. First and foremost, I think that's kind of the first thing I learned throughout our relationship. I think number two, I think you go into a relationship hearing from people that relationships are 50-50. And I don't believe that. I think relationships are 100%. You need to be aiming at giving 100% in the relationship, knowing that you may not always meet that 100%. So on any given day, I might be only giving 80% on a certain day. But you as my mate then pull that weight and give that extra 20% to meet me. So I think just making sure that we're giving, you know, all that we can to try to meet that threshold of 100% towards our mate. And I think lastly, and maybe one of the most important lessons I've learned, is recognizing your love language. I'm really big on love language. Yeah, I teach leadership classes to adults and students, and I do a whole session on love language in the workplace, love language in school, because it's so important to recognize how other people receive love or receive attention. And so knowing that I receive it one way, I always expected him to be the same, and I had to learn that that's not true. Especially in that area, we're pretty opposite in terms of how we receive or how we prefer to receive love. So I had to learn that about him. And I had to learn, I was doing things that I thought I was showering him, but it wasn't necessarily how he preferred to receive love. So I had to learn his love language. He had to learn mine. And we just had to learn how to reciprocate that and work with each other on that, because there's times where I may not necessarily want to do certain things, but I know he needs those things. And similarly, he knows there may be times when he doesn't necessarily want to do the things that I
vice versa.
Right. But it's a sacrifice. And being in a relationship, you sacrifice for your mate. And
I don't think it's.
And that might not be a good word, sacrifice, but it is. It's give and take. You need to, be given.
And I think, like you said, it's not necessarily things you don't necessarily, it's not don't want to do,
right,
but it's just things that I know that you like or make you
or
happy.
Or I may have to think about it. It doesn't come natural. That's a better word. So not that I don't want to, but it doesn't come natural maybe. And it's something that I have to be cognizant and aware of, making sure that I'm paying extra attention.
Yeah, because I know sometimes I bother you, I mess with you because you be wanting to go to brunch and I like going to brunch with you.
Brunch on Sundays. Posting pictures on the gram, hashtagging Sunday Funday. It's my favorite day of the week. It's my favorite day.
But
you do?
Sometimes on Sunday, I'll be
wanting to watch. Let's roll that tape back. He said sometimes, he likes brunch.
I love going to brunch with you. I don't necessarily love going to brunch, but I love to eat. So most of the times, it's just sometimes during football season, I'll be like, babe, I just want to. But I know that...
Just football season, though?
Yeah, mostly football season. But I know that I have to get my bae time. I got to get my bae time in.
I shouldn't have any problem with brunch in the spring or summer. Just in the fall and winter is
I'm
what
not
you're saying.
You know what I mean. It's just sometimes I'll be like, man, I just want to lay and be lazy. But I'll be like, if I've been busy and I know I ain't got no time with you, and I might be DJing on Friday, Saturday, something, I know Sunday is the day I got, and I got to take advantage, even if it's something small. Like you said, even if it's running to the store, stopping just to get a few minutes from Chipotle, to stopping to get some ice cream or whatever, or yogurt or something. I just got to get some time in with you. So that's part of what you were saying. I try to make sure that we have some time to just not be with the hustle and bustle and our everyday things. Just get some time to just get back to why we doing this thing here. So I could say, I think those were both very good points. Is it any other thing that you could think of that you would say about being in this relationship for so long, or just being in marriage for 20 plus years?
I just think you have to make sure that you like the person that you're going to be with. Like, to have, you know, longevity and the amount of time that we spend with each other, like, you got to like this person, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm blessed in that. Not only do I love my person, I like my person. And my person is my best friend.
You don't need no beat you better, hype your bestie up. You don't need no beat you better, hype your bestie up. You don't need no beat you better, hype your bestie up. You don't need no.
So.
She like me.
So I think that's important. Now, you know, you hear people say all the time, make sure that you're friends first. But I don't know that we had that. Like, we jumped into the relationship, you know, as lovers or as, you know, mates before because we were so young. So our friendship grew over time. But I think that's important.
I definitely would touch on that. Like, growing together, being young, it's a lot of growth and change and different things as men. I definitely could say, or as a man, I could say that over time in the new way of love or the new dynamic in love, that you have to find ways to definitely, like I said, it goes back to the patience thing and just understanding, like, we have to be a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more patient. Like, you can't always demand out of us want things done now, or, you know, and as women, I think you go through so many things and emotions and stuff over your course of life after having children and all different type of things, that you definitely, like, as men, we have to be patient with everything that we want out of the situation. So that's kind of runs together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely would say.
Yeah.
That.
And we'll touch more on that. Especially growing older together and experiencing those milestones.
Yeah, it's a lot of grays.
It's a lot that we can talk about over the years. But I think that's it. I think, you know, that's how we met. That's kind of a little glimpse into our longevity. So we hope that you all are going to continue to go on this ride with us as we continue to share our story and some of our thoughts on this podcast ride. A couple of vibes. I think that is who we are. And that sums up.
Yeah. You know, we was trying to find
who
a
we
name.
Strive to be.
We definitely was trying to find a name that fit. And then you came with that kind of really last minute. And I was just like, I think that might be it.
Couple of vibes.
Yeah. So we're gonna vibe out on this podcast. And I hope you guys tune in. We're going to try to get an episode out once a month at least, and then we're going to do some lives, some Q&A. You know, we're going to have some special guests on here, man. We want some other couples to come on here and speak on it, you know. Speak on what you're going through, and maybe it can help some other people on their journey, you know. So we look forward to doing more of this just off the live that we shared with you guys. While taping this, we got good feedback. So I hope to see you all again, and I hope you guys tune in to A Couple of Vibes with Nina and JD.
So we hope y'all keep vibing with us. All right.
See you soon.